It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at number five. I'm deaf in one ear now. We are doing the top five Christmas songs of all times. And this is based on science and my opinion all at the same time. So here, and because there, and you'll know that's the case because when I get you to number five, you're going to understand exactly what the problem is right here. Number five is Sharing Christmas by the Ides of March.
Woo.
Don't let this silent night pass you by. Fill your heart with the season. Reach out your branches up to the sky. Where there is love, there's a reason. Sing for the children, the innocent few. Let the day spirit travel in you.
Everybody.
Sharing Christmas. More than just ribbons and bows, it's a feeling that grows. Sharing Christmas, open your hearts on this day, let in your love light the way, let in your love light the way, let in your love light the way.
There you go. How about that?
Beautiful.
See, that is the number five best Christmas song of all times. And it's not just because they're standing right next to me that I'm saying that. That absolutely is the case. We're going to get to your 4, 3, 2, and your 1 best Christmas songs of all times. Think about that. Top five, that's pretty great. That's, congratulations on that, Jim.
Thank you.
How many number one hits have you had, Jim?
18.
18 number one hits.
Wow.
How about that? It's the Rokan Show, live from the Tinley Park Convention Center. It's Carnarvon Express. Carnarvon Wagon is here. We're actually going to roll it out in the 5 o'clock hour. I just in the commercial break there, asked all the people here to get themselves a cocktail because, my God, we are all going to need one at 5 o'clock. And the Ides of March are here. We got a live concert with the Ides of March coming your way. Mm-hmm. After 5:30 today at the Tinley Park Convention Center. If you've got toys, bring them by. Bring a bike. You just bring one toy. That will change the life of one child if you're able to do that. And that's, and think about that. And these, as I mentioned earlier, these toys that we raise here, this Toys for Tots show, stay here in the Chicago area.
Nice.
They're not moving around the country. Most of them were obviously purchased here, but then they're also going to, you know, go to families and go to kids who would not otherwise be getting them. We have moved up the top five into the 4 o'clock hour because, well, because we could, and because Blackhawks hockey is coming your way after 5:30, and we're doing the top five Christmas songs of all times. Now, you may agree, you may disagree with these. I'm sorry if you disagree, but this is science that has gone into this, and my own opinion, and then the fact that Jim Peterick is here, and I just want to make sure that he doesn't get offended. All right, so here we go. Here we go. Check it. Number five, of course, was Sharing Christmas, Ides of March, one of the great Christmas songs of all times. Isn't that correct? Isn't that right, Jim?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Jim Peterick from the Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Welcome
him on the air.
He's your friendly stranger in the black sedan, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I can, just want to ask you that question, Jim.
Yes,
you know, it
bro.
Started. You know, we've been doing this for 20 years together.
Yeah.
It just started. It's just for the first time listened to the lyrics of Vehicle.
Geez. let him go.
And Vehicle, even though a number one hit, what, twice or three times in its run? Right?
Exactly.
You guys and Bo Bice made it.
Tom Jones.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems to me that that is actually a felony in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm grandfathered in, if you know what I mean. That never would have made the airwaves today. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah. But, you know, I was 18. What did I know? You know, it was all tongue-in-cheek, you know, about the friendly stranger in the black sedan and all that. It was
sure.
like a parody.
It's a lovable man.
You know, I didn't know any better.
Possibly. You wrote that. You weren't even old enough to drive, were you?
Just barely.
Yeah,
just barely.
16 years old.
Yeah.
All right, here's number four, by the way. Number four, well, let's...
Number four.
Right, number four.
I have a blue Christmas without you. I've been so blue just thinking about you. Thank you very much.
That's pretty good.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Have a blue Christmas. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Jim, also the only rock and roller who Elvis once said, well, Elvis a little over the top. I don't know if you wear that one.
You know, when you hear the recorded version of that, I'm always wondering how many Percocet that took to get him to do it.
A soon. Lot.
Too
many.
Soon. Yeah, I think a lot.
Too late.
Too soon. It's
too late.
Too late. All right. Checking in at
number three.
I love this song. Brings back memories. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing, and jingle bell swing. Rolling in the wind, the pushes of fun. Now the jingle house has begun. Hurry up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Ramble around the clock. For a jingle and a jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Woo! Nice.
Wonderful. Big fan of that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the right song?
That's nice. Yeah. Oh, is that good? Yeah. It's now number three.
Because it's not scientific. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. That was Bobby Helms.
Yeah.
Do you know Bobby Helms?
Not well.
Not.
He says whatever. That's also the song you heard at the beginning of one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
Home Alone?
Lethal Weapon.
Dang.
Okay. Now you have a... Is the column out now?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Because you are going to do a column about the best Christmas films of all times, right?
Lethal Weapon is a Christmas film.
Yeah. And it's going to cause so much controversy mm-hmm. that North Korea might invade us.
Oh, jeez.
It is so wacky.
Get Dennis Rodman on the line.
Yeah.
It was your idea.
Checking in at...
Number two.
They told me power up, bum, bum. A newborn king to see, power up, bum, bum. Our finest gifts we bring, power up, bum, bum. Too late before our king, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum. Little baby, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, when he comes.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. You know, when Bing Crosby and David Bowie redid that in the 1970s, I always wondered what that meeting was like with Bing Crosby, who, you know, we learned later on was kind of an angry dude.
Yeah, yeah.
he sort of had things. And then here comes David Bowie walking in. I think that was the period where he was wearing a dress, right?
Yeah, 71,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, right, so I just kind of imagine what was, you know, how that went down.
How that went down. Yeah.
Hello, I'm David Bowie, and it's and there's Bing Crosby. It was like, you know, not taking any of that. Yeah.
He thought it was Kate Hepburn, so it's okay.
Wow. Fantastic job.
All right, and then finally, checking in at...
Number one.
Without question, the best Christmas song of all time, Donny Hathaway.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this
this Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
This Christmas, Donny Hathaway just goes down. And you know what's interesting? It has had such a resurgence in the last 5 years. I personally think that it's because of me. Now, I could be wrong about this, but I'm just going to go with
this. I believe you believe that.
I do believe that. Because now it's like in every movie.
Yeah,
right?
It went away
for a long time, and then all of a sudden it came back. Actually, about 10 years ago we started doing it. And then it's – and I think, you know, if – Donnie owes me some cash.
Great song.
Yes, it is an amazing song. What is your favorite Christmas song of all times?
Probably Silent Night. I mean, that's a classic. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it, you know.
I love what you did with Little Drummer Boy. That was beautiful, too.
Oh, thanks,
really nice.
Man.
Very nice.
Actually, on the Elvis thing, too. Blue Christmas. For a second, I thought we were playing a recording of Elvis until I looked at you. And that's why I decided that it was a Percocet-induced version of it.
Well, that was good.
All right, the Ides of March are coming up. A concert following our live broadcast at 5:30 today. That's 5:30 Central Time. We're going off the air, and the party continues here at the Tinley Park Convention Center. So if you're in the area, you want to come out and enjoy. Bring a toy if you can. And we got the Ides of March playing. And if you have not seen the Ides of March before, I know a number of people in this room have. If you've not seen the Ides of March, I've been doing this the last couple of years. I go to almost all of your shows. I bring somebody who's never seen you guys live before. And they'll go, "Well, I know the song Vehicle." Mm-hmm. And I go, "Well, you're going to know a lot of these other songs, too." And it just blows people away when they see
Thanks,
you guys.
Thanks, Ro. You're the greatest.
Thank you. That's the only reason I said that was so you would say that. We just did your 55th anniversary. This is the 55th
Crazy.
Year
wow.
of the Ides of March.
Yeah. And you were the MC. It was awesome. Thank you.
Up in Waukegan. Oh. Yep. It was such an amazing career you guys have had. And you're still pumping music out. You got a new album out right now.
It's been a blast. We got a new album called Play On, as you know. And thank you for having us. This toy drive is awesome. We've done it every year. And thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you. Well, we've got the Ides of March coming your way from Carnarvon Express live at the Tinley Park Convention Center, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. News in 2 minutes.